At this week's MedTech conference in downtown Buffalo, it was widely agreed that the future of healthcare lies in the change from fee-for-service medicine to value-based care models. The big question, asked by Dr. Stephen Edge, Vice President of Healthcare Outcomes and Policy for Roswell Park Cancer Institute, was whether the goal of value-based care is to save money or improve the healthcare experience for patients. He says ultimately, the patients come first.
I actually think that in the long run, we will save money by improving our health through better primary services, through prevention services, and more targeted treatments for people who do have cancer or bad heart disease or the like. But ultimately, the real target must be improving the value for people getting care.
How to do it is an even more complex question. Is it using new technology, assessing data on practices and outcomes, innovating in hospitals and health insurance? It can be pieces of all. But the holy grail of value-based care, as Executive Director Dan Porica of HealthyLink describes it, is personalized medicine.
When we're able to, as a healthcare community, treat people, not symptoms, not, you know, on an aggregate level, but treat individuals based on their makeup, I mean, that's going to make healthcare much more effective.
Porica notes that achieving personalized medicine is a constant pursuit for something that can't be perfected, but he says progress is being made every day. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.